I was just scrolling through stories today, as I always do, came across an article in Forbes. Phlox AI cameras are watching cars all over America. They're about to get a lot more powerful. That was certainly a headline I would want to click on. And I learned a lot. I know that there are companies out there and ways to track us based on our license plates. That's no surprise to me. In fact, I learned that firsthand when I got a boot at the O'Hare parking lot because I had one outstanding ticket. I flew back at 1 a.m, took the bus to the furthest away car lot, walked to the furthest space away, and there was a boot on my car. Rightfully so, I guess. I had a ticket. Maybe it was two. Anyways, I had to take the bus over to the tow. It was a whole thing. But that's when I knew that they were taking pictures of our license plates on the way in. That's what O'Hare says they do. And then they can that boot was probably on 10 seconds after I got out of my car, even before I took my flight. I digress. Phlox is a $7.5 billion car surveillance company, and it's got many, many camera networks, tens of thousands of smart license plates readers monitoring roads in 49 states. It's hard to find a list of which communities in Illinois do it, but I found some. Oak Park, Evanston, Skokie, Oak Forest, Mount Prospect, Wilmette, Piatone, Lake Bluff, Wheaton, plenty more. I'm just reading a few. And up until now, the way it works has provided some really great results. If you're in an Amber Alert, where they have that license plate that they know, they can, when a camera spots that license plate, alert authorities. I think everyone would agree that's awesome. If it's a stolen car, it can, boom, spot it, let local authorities know that a stolen car was spotted in X, Y, or Z place. On its website right now, it still boasts that, hey, it's only an image of the back of the vehicle, the license plate, and it can't give police officers or law enforcement a live view of what's happening. But that's what's about to change. Soon, in the fall, these companies that already, or these towns that already have the cameras up, will be able to essentially upgrade to be able to see a wider view for a longer amount of time of that car and who was in it, presumably, and where it was going. And they'll be able to look live at a situation. And I can think of countless examples where that is helpful for law enforcement. I'm not against that. But I wonder, as we, our tax dollars, if you live in these towns, go to pay for these, if you would want this upgrade where they would essentially operate like live surveillance video. This is partly a Big Brother argument, but also civil liberties argument. And it's an interesting conversation to have either way. And I just thought, wow, what an interesting story with a local connection. I'd love to get people's thoughts about it. And I'd like to talk to someone about it. Well, Iridian did some digging, and we're going to talk to a spokesperson from Phlox in just a moment, which will be great because I found countless examples of people that I think everyone would agree are overstepping their authority and trying to look at where people are going. So this is not going to be a conversation that is skewed in the, oh my goodness, how terrible they might know where people are. No, we want to catch bad criminals. In mass shooting situations, it's been used to help law enforcement. I'm just a little curious about how some of it works, and on their website, it's a little nebulous. And a lot of other media organizations have reached out to them and other towns wondering, where are these cameras? And a lot of towns cooperate and say, here's a map of where they all are, and other towns don't. So I have a lot of questions. So we're going to talk to the folks at Phlox. If you have a question on the text line, 312-981-7200, or just a general thought about this, just thought it'd be an interesting opportunity. Show's called Your Money Matters. Your tax dollar matters too. And we're going to find out a little bit more about this potential upgrade that some of these towns might be doing to their surveillance cameras. Going to dive in a little bit here about Phlox and the cameras that they use and their new ability to be able to see what's happening live and give law enforcement that opportunity and to see clips of vehicles in about a 15-second window, whereas currently they kind of just take pictures of the license plates and track certain vehicles that might be involved in crime or other incidents. Here to chat about it, and I certainly appreciate it, is Connor Metz from Phlox. Connor, thanks for hopping on WGN with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I just want to understand exactly how it works. So any police officer, or does it have to be a chief or some administrator, if they and their town have bought these cameras from your company, can they just enter any old license plate and hit enter and it comes up with a list of where that car has been in that town or around the country as part of all the network of cameras that you guys have?
Sure. Yeah. So thank you for having me. It's the answer to that, basically, it depends on what data sharing agreements are in place there, and the vehicle has to be involved in some sort of incident. So think a missing persons case or a stolen vehicle or a known wanted suspect. You know, officers can search for vehicles like that. Also, there are, you know, authorized users there. So typically agencies vary, but typically control of the system and access to the search is limited to a few specific individuals. And those search logs are all subject to audit. But essentially, if a vehicle is associated with a known wanted suspect or a stolen vehicle, officers can enter that license plate number and see if the vehicle was around. They could also set up alerts if the vehicle comes to town to receive an alert regarding its location there.
Okay, so and that seems like there are certain civil liberty protections around that, limiting the scope in terms of what they can search for. But I have a bunch of questions, but it's up to the town to determine when they ping a vehicle or not, right? There's not someone at Flock who is administering it. The police have to ask for it. I'm just wondering, at what point is there any point a lawyer looks over anything before a search is allowed to be executed? There's no warrant that has to be issued by a judge in order for them to access this information, right?
Sure. So first off, yeah, nobody at Flock is accessing any of this. All the data belongs to the law enforcement agency in question, is controlled completely by them. We don't look at it, share it, sell it with third parties. So the data is belongs to the customer entirely. And in regards to the second part there, so Fourth Amendment case law is pretty clear that LPR search is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment, just because of the fact that driving a vehicle on public roads with a government-issued license plate, the expectations of privacy there are a bit different. But we uphold very strongly our values there regarding civil liberties protections and just accountability with that audit feature that I mentioned earlier.
Who determines what an incident is? I mean, that's up to the police department, right?
Yeah, so essentially correct. Yeah, it would be up to the policies enacted by democratically elected leaders. So state and local laws would determine the answer to that question, correct?
If I'm, as a journalist, want to FOIA everything that my police department search for, every license plate, can I do that?
So that's a question. I'm not a lawyer, so that would be a question for a lawyer. But typically, FOIA, yes, typically. Those audit logs are can be made public, the ones you're asking about there. But I would say you speak with a realtor, okay, and not me about that.
No, I appreciate that. I don't want to stretch you past your limits here. I appreciate it. The no answer, I don't know, and I'll get back to you, is perfectly acceptable. I know that a lot of journalists have asked, hey, where are these cameras? And some towns are so forthright, they have maps publishing where the towns are. Others are not giving that information. Why can't I go to you guys and say, show me a map of where all these cameras are? Can I?
Sure. Well, that sort of goes back to my earlier point about data belonging entirely to the customer. So that's up to the customer, the agency in question, to make that call. Some agencies, like you said, have elected to put the camera locations publicly. Others have not. That's really just up to the agency in question there.
I just started Googling, because I was trying to think of where this could be abused or used improperly, and a lot of law enforcement tools can be abused and used improperly. I'm not trying to just hammer Flock for providing a service that a lot of people think has done a lot of great things. But I was just cop tracks ex-girlfriend, and boom, it took me no time to find stories, at least a story, I should say, where that happened. Do you have a comment about a police chief in this case who was an authorized user using your service to track where his ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend went?
Sure. So misuse and abuse, like you said, is possible in anything. And it's horrible that incident occurred. I'm actually, that's horrible that occurred. And I think it's actually a testament to the fact that we have such robust auditing policies that incidents of misuse and abuse can be surfaced like that, like the audit log that I mentioned before that requires a reason for the search, as well as unique name and search parameters are recorded and the time of the search. And that makes it easy for folks to detect and catch, unfortunately, the rare cases where this misuse and abuse might occur.
Well, that took a journalist to know something had happened, who probably got a tip, who heard from a friend of a friend, and then dug through and found it. You guys use AI very well. AI is very powerful. AI at my bank caught a fraud at my account because it detected something that was a little unusual. Do you have technology at Flock that tracks what police departments are doing and could ping something that is unusual, an unusual search on a specific vehicle that comes up a lot over time, that would maybe flag you guys that a police department was using it incorrectly?
So we believe that the data should be owned by the customer entirely, and it's not really our place to be interfering in the customer's use of the data. Law enforcement agencies are subject to state and local laws, you know, made by democratically elected leaders. It's probably not our place as a tech company to be going and the issues of privacy and liberties issues that would entail with a company like us getting involved in that.
Do you have worries about that there are different laws in different states, right? And there was a story that police officers in Texas were using these license plate readers to track a woman who they had said had a self-administered abortion in a state where it was legal. Now, the police have also said that her family was worried about her well-being and they were trying to find her. I'm not trying to do the veracity of that. There's other different laws. I'm not trying to just say abortion. There's other laws that are legal and not legal in other places. Why connect all these things all together? Why not just say, all right, if you want to control your town, here's the cameras that you have in your town. Why make it part of a national database?
Sure. So we encourage every agency to make that decision for themselves. So every agency can decide with whom they share data, and we encourage places to adopt robust policies to deal with data sharing. For example, maybe declining to share data with agencies in neighboring states with different state laws surrounding abortion or immigration, for example. We encourage, and our system makes that possible with agencies being able to opt out of that data sharing so they choose.
Have any opted out?
Yeah, so it's case by case, and it's sort of subject to each local community's needs and wants, but we have it's very highly customizable, the amount of data sharing. So you can share with as many agencies or as few. You know, we have some agencies that share with zero other agencies. You know, it's just for their use.
Okay.
For example. So that's all possible within the system.
The change that's coming in the fall, at least what I've read in Forbes, and correct me if they are incorrect, that they will be able to now, in addition, pull up a 15-second video that's a wider view of the car as opposed to just the back of the vehicle, and that they could actually tune in live to see what's happening. Are both those things correct of what a town might be able to upgrade to in the fall?
That's correct, yeah, and that will come at no additional cost, correct.
Okay. On your website right now, it still talks about how, hey, do not worry, it's a tight view of the back, and there's no live monitoring. Is there a sense and worry, perhaps, that, okay, that's what it says right now, and that's how you kept fears down from some people, and now you're changing that? Who's to say that you won't continue to go further and continue to make more monitoring available to police over time, now that the cameras are already up?
Yeah, it's a fair question. We have a strong ethical creed, and while our products, we strongly believe in our products and think that we can basically balance public safety and civil liberties. It's not an either-or thing, and I think that that's a line that a lot of communities are able to walk, and we're right there with them.
Connor, I do appreciate your time today. I had some questions for you, and I appreciate you answering them. I've got some more. Hopefully, we'll be able to follow up and chat again soon, okay?
Sure thing. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
That's Connor Metz. And again, Amber Alerts, other situations, no-brainers. Mass shooting situations, no-brainers. Let's find those folks. But I think it's important for understanding people how this works, how it can be manipulated, and which towns are spending their money on this.